From the mind of a lunatic, I'm Bill Edwards. I want to welcome you back this week. My apologies for missing last week. Life. Sometimes it is full-time. This episode may be a little strong for some in my listening audience. I will warn you up front, I'm not holding any punches with this, because there are a few who read my posts on different forums and they've emailed me and have questioned why I use the term maggot so frequently. Maggot. Well, to begin with, let's have a look at the meaning of maggot as described in the dictionary. Maggot, the legless, soft-bodied, worm-like larva of any of various flies of the order Diptera, often found in decaying matter. Well, why they're in decaying matter, the maggot eats the decaying flesh and muscle of its host. They were used by the medical profession years ago, and for a lot of years, they were used to stop gangrene from spreading. It saved many of limbs and lives in the past. They do not eat the healthy flesh. So you see, the analogy used comparing the Marxist maggot and his administration is a perfect match when considering they are feeding from the decaying matter of our society. The left-herd liberals are most definitely a decaying, infested matter of our society. The Marxist maggots grow stronger by feeding on them. Now then, America, let's have a look where this decaying matter lies within our society. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. Just wake up, open your eyes. The very first place you will find decaying matter is in our state capital, the head maggot himself and his administration, and do not stop there. Go right down through the ranks of Congress, the Senate, our representatives, politicians in general, maggots in general. Next, you will find a breeding ground for maggots in the education system. The NEA and our complete university system is riddled with maggots, breeding even more maggots out of the young, impressionable minds of our children. Our children. And if we were to stop and make this a fault issue, which I'm not going to, where would that fault lie? Holly Weird, largest contributor to the destruction of the healthy flesh of our society. The Marxist maggots have full control of Holly Weird and is the largest nest of soft-bodied worm-like larvae you will find within our country. The spread of decay in our country is unprecedented. With the likes of Sean Penn and Michael Moore and many, many others, I could see a perfect movie being produced with these two clowns starring in The Night of the Giant Maggots. Coming to a theater near you. Next, one of the biggest assaults on our country, the MSM, mainstream media. ABC, CBS, NBC, numerous newspapers across the country, print media, along with the likes of Holly Weird and the NEA, promote poison. The MSM spreads more poison into our society than any other entity. This poison, or biased information, continues to create more decay, giving the maggots more to feed on. Next, this is something that is really sad. I cannot believe our country has come to this. Our houses of worship, now being decayed with the poison of the Marxist. Faggotry and sin is now accepted in more and more denominations, allowing the decay to spread further within the host. The Marxist continues to shove illegal aliens down our throats or up our backside, whichever you prefer, with little regard for we, the people. Sharia law is now being introduced into our system, folks, and the Islamic ideals are at present creating even more decay within our society. The host. America, we are the host. And we are rotting away with the likes of the legless, soft-bodied, worm-like larva commonly known as the Marxist, the liberals, the maggots. Now, I am not a devout religious man, as many of you have observed, but I do believe in God. I do fear God. One of my firm beliefs is the simple, commonsensical understanding that evil can only exist without God's presence. That's a no-brainer, folks. When we were one nation under God, we were the greatest nation on this planet. Time to cleanse. Time to get clean, folks. It is time to cleanse the body. The only way to rid ourselves of the maggots is to rid ourselves, or at least limit, the decaying flesh of our body. Give them nothing to feed on and they will not exist. Rid this country of those who wish to poison and cause further decay. Do not stop with health care, America. You're on a roll. Do not stop with the Monkey King or his czars. We, the people, are awakening to our inalienable rights as given us by our Creator and outlined in the Constitution. Do not stop here. Keep the ball rolling and take back our country. We are the majority. We can do this. If these maggots want to continue to attack our Constitution and change it to fit their ways, then by the Almighty Father above, we need to amend it ourselves to stop these maggots and any other decay from entering our country and destroying it ever again. If we are going to continue to ask our young men and women to defend this country, then we have to do our part and give them something to defend. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. So shall it be. I'm Bill Edwards, my voice of freedom.